Alvin couldn't believe that the man whose money he had just saved was calling him a thief. But after he thought about it for a moment, he realized that he couldn't very well pretend that he simply happened to find the money, nor that it belonged to him by any stretch of the imagination. "I expect if you rob a robber," said Alvin, "it doesn't make you any less of a robber." "I expect not," said Abe. Alvin and Arthur Stewart let the money dribble out of their hands and back down onto the planks. Once again, Alvin made sure that none of it fell through the cracks. Money wouldn't do no good to anybody down in the water.
"You always dishonest," said Alvin.
"About money, yes, sir," said Abe. "But not about everything. I have to admit that there's parts of some stories I tell that aren't, strictly speaking, the absolute God's own truth."
"Well, no, of course not," said Alvin. "But you can't tell a good story without improving it here and there."
"Well, you can," said Abe. "But then what do you do when you need to tell the same story to the same people? You gotta change it then so it'll still be entertaining.
So it's really for their benefit to fiddle with the truth.
Pure Christian charity." Coz was still asleep when they found him, but it wasn't the sleep of the newly knocked upside the head. It was the snorish sleep of a weary man. So Abe paused a moment to put a finger to his lips to let Alvin and Arthur Stewart know that they should let him do the talking. Only when they nodded did he start nudging Coz with his toe. Coz sputtered and awoke.
"Oh, man," he said, "what am I doing here?"
"Waking up," said Abe, "but a minute ago you were sleeping."
"I was? Why was I sleeping here?"
"I was going to ask you the same question," said Abe. "Did you have a good time with that lady you fell so..."